You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ray Parker. I played Darth Maul in The Phantom Menace and Solo, A Star Wars Story, and G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes, and you're listening to Disney Universe Podcast.
We would be honored if you would join us.
To infinity and beyond!
I'm very popular, y'all!
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. That was all started by a mouse.
Everybody, welcome to episode 153 of the Disney Universe Podcast. We are your happily Disney adulted podcast brought to you by Happy Disney Adults. I am one of your hosts, Joey, and of course with me is my awesome house host. I don't know what I'm saying. Good buddy, Alex. What's up, man? How you doing?
Host in the house.
There you go.
What's up, man?
Pretty good. We had a pretty busy weekend, and kind of suffering from those labors of that.
Yeah, doing a fun beer filled weekend. It's trailing into today, technically, as if you are fans of the Fresh Hops podcast, you know, our brewacatology is coming to a close today. I won't get into all the details, but it's basically a March Madness tournament involving California area breweries. Go jump over to Fresh Hops Podcast to learn more about that, especially if you're a Disney lover who listens to us here and loves beer. We should have been talking about this already. I think we're gonna be talking some Fresh Hops in the parks soon.
Yeah.
Doing some Happiest Brews on Earth and enjoying what the Food and Wine Festival has to offer as far as libations. So we're both looking forward to that.
Nice, yes. And there's a lot to look forward to. We're really looking forward to now going at Disneyland and Disney World and Disneyland Paris, Seasons of the Force. So it's just the two of us because we actually got Ryan boots on the ground. We got a couple little audio recordings from him that he did today. So, so we'll hear from him still, even though he's not in the chair. He's in the land right now. So
he's in Disneyland, boots on the ground there. Just so you guys don't think he's like boots on the ground at war somewhere or something.
Space boots on the ground. So, but before we get to that, we got some mousekeeping to do. So, of course, we are brought to you by the Waltz Apartment podcast family, a Light in the Window Productions. Go check them out. That's where all our upcoming and latest shows are at now. So just check that out at Waltz Apartment, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. But we could not do the show without some very special people. Folks, we like to call our DU crew. So, Alex, who is that crew?
Yeah, it's the happiest crew on earth. And that's our Jens, our Para Jens, Florida Jen, and Superfan Jen, Alfredo, Big Papa Disney Sean, John Z, Wedge Antilles, Sasquatch, and Tyler. You are our favorite. You are our crew. And we couldn't do this show without you. We love having you guys along. We love shouting you out and love when we get chances to, you know, have little giveaways in our chat and contests with you guys. So thank you for being part of the ride. And if anyone else wants to go know and learn more, and how can I become part of this amazing happiest crew on earth? Well, you're going to go head over to patreon.com/DU crew, and all the details on the two tiers available to join will be there for you. So check it out and come join the crew.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to follow us on the socials, you can find us at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We do majority of our content on Instagram. So that's the Disney Universe podcast on Instagram. We all share and post on there. And then also we have a YouTube channel, the DUTV, where we got, you know, park trips and reviews and unboxings and all that good fun stuff. So check that out. Be sure to like, subscribe, share. I got a lot of fun videos coming up, throughout the next couple of months. We're getting close to our Star Wars month coming up next month. So we got a good, we're retweaking it. There's a lot of anniversaries this year. So each episode will be a different specific Star Wars anniversary. I'm thinking we might be gearing up for our season two, part two, I guess, of a Summer of Live. We went, did some live shows all throughout the summer. So might be doing that again. We'll figure it out. But yeah, check that out once again on YouTube at the DU TV. But before we Seasons of the Force, there's a few exciting news coming up. And one of them is, it seems like almost every day, every other day, we keep getting a little bit of little tidbits for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. A couple weeks ago, they had released the, looks like some renderings of some critters. And then a few days later, some even more critters. And then even more, a few days later, animatronics, which they look amazing. I don't know what, we'll kind of go, I guess we'll kind of talk with the animatronics. Was there any ones that stood out to you that you thought looked really cool? Or
I didn't watch the full video on YouTube. This was coming on the heels of them announcing a weekly Imagineering series on their Disney Imagineering YouTube channel. But all the clips I saw on Instagram were amazing. That Mama OD animatronic did look like a real person.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Lewis. I think they said something. It's like one of the second or third biggest animatronics they've built, probably only next to Ursula and the Shaman of Song. Not counting the unworking Yeti in Florida.
The fuzzy statue. No, I agree with you. Mama Odie, like they showed Charlotte and Tiana and a young kid playing drums and Lewis, but yeah, the Mama Odie, like you said, she looked like a real lady, and she looked really cool. And no, I'm just geeked out for this attraction opening first this summer at Walt Disney World, and still scheduled for late this year at Disneyland. So we'll see how far along we're getting on there. Then today they even revealed what's going to go with the queue, but it's the actual Tiana's Foods full size delivery truck. So that was kind of cool. I mean, there seemed to be showing a lot lately as we get ready and geared up for D23. So like you mentioned before we recorded, what else are they going to be left to show there? So I don't know, but I'm getting excited. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, Imagineering's on a roll right now. I think it's don't let us down. I don't think they will, but from by all accounts, I think people were disappointed at least the last D23, if not the last two. And of course, with Epic Universe opening up and this huge new format for the big panels at D23, I think we're all expecting big things. And so if they're going to keep giving us all this information now, what's still almost 5 months out, four and a half months out?
Yeah.
I mean, they must be sitting on some big stuff for later. I'm excited to see what they're going to reveal then. I'm excited to see how much more they're going to reveal. I'm the one who sits and talks about, once I have a date, I don't really want more spoilers or tidbits or anything. So I wouldn't say it's a detriment to us here on the West Coast, but we are getting so much from Tiana's Bayou Adventure because it's opening before D23 in Florida. So, I mean, we'll have a full view of what that looks like out there at least. And I'm sure there will be some small differences between the two as they were different when they were built initially as Splash Mountain, but not that much,
Yeah. I agree. We've seen a lot lately, and okay, I'm done now. They don't need to show us anymore until the opening or until we're able to see it at Disneyland. But Yeah, but yeah, let us know if you guys are excited about Tiana's. I know everybody, a lot of people are. And yeah, one thing I even wanted to talk about, but there's not too much to talk about right now because like everybody's kind of beaten into the ground. But we, you know, we got concept art for Avatar coming to Disneyland. So I'm just going to leave it at that because we can talk about that down the road once we actually got more information than just a concept piece. But it's a land. I'm actually a land or an attraction. Whatever it is, I'm excited. I am a fan of the Avatar films. I know that's in the minority, but, you know, Beyond's other people somewhere around the world also like them too. So I'm excited for them to come into Disneyland. But like I said, we'll talk about that more once it gets closer, unless you have any opinions about it.
No, I'm you know, I'm not a fan of Avatar. I still haven't watched Way of Water. It was another one of those movies that I think I really wanted to see in theaters. And then when I missed my opportunity, I'm like, well, it's not going anywhere, so it'll be there whenever. And maybe I'll pull it up when something cool gets announced for here or next time we're actually heading over to Florida. But I think, you know, I want us to have our own, you know, it doesn't have to be non-IP because Disney doesn't really do non-IP stuff anymore. But just something that isn't already being constructed at another Disney park around the world.
Yeah.
And even if it is a lot of, you know, the Fantasy Springs, the Frozen Land, Zootopia, all those things look really cool. And I would not be mad about having any of that stuff here at our local park. I was just looking, you know, all the different Imagineering posts. And the one with the Duke Weaselton animatronic that is like,
oh, yeah,
free moving. That looks really cool. I'd love to see something like that out here.
Yeah. So just, and I know I said I don't want to talk too much about it, but of course, I got to bring this up, but through the concept art, it looked very different than the World of Pandora at Animal Kingdom. It looked closer to elements and scenes we've seen in The Way of Water, which is really cool. It's different. And from shout out to Mondo, the Five Fires, they kind of mentioned that they've heard and from a pretty good source that it's similar to the technology of the pirates in Shanghai for that attraction, which I am down for on that. So,
yeah, I'm with it. I've seen the videos for Pirates in Shanghai. I get really the screens, you know, I think we rely so much on screens nowadays, which I guess is really our best medium for giving you a cinematic like experience in a ride. A lot of screens in Rise of the Resistance, but there's so much, you know, practical or physical set effects in front of you. Not quite to the extreme of how Universal uses screens in a lot of their rides. And what is the battle for the Sunken Kingdom or something, the journey, the pirates in Shanghai?
Yeah.
I've only seen ride-throughs, but that also seems a lot more cool and physical than a lot of the Universal stuff. Not bagging on Universal, but the last time I went there and rode through all those rides, I got a bout of motion sickness after the fourth motion simulator ride in a row, and I was like, all right, I'm done with this. put me on the good old-fashioned studio tour and I'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see what happens, but like I say, we'll definitely talk more about it once we actually get more information on what they're doing. A lot of that will be determined once we get the city council vote, I believe, coming up here real soon. April 16th, I think, is a date, and that will really be what affects what happens at Disneyland forward. So I will kind of plan on talking more about that as that gets going, but until then, let's talk about
drop it just right after the vote. Been like, boom, we got the vote, this is what's happening. We said it, we weren't playing that, we, you know, we're not jerking anyone's chain, this is in ink. So thank you guys, and let's roll forward. And then if they do that before D23, then I'm like, wow, they really must be cooking something over there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. So it's an exciting time and a good time to be a Disneyland fan, a Disney fan in general. So, and also right now is a great time.
Sherman Brothers, there's a great big, yeah, beautiful tomorrow.
But right now is a great time to be a Star Wars fan, especially if you're at the Disney parks, because it is the seasons of the Force. So We had some, they had a media event last week. Our good friends Skywalking Through Neverland were there, got some awesome videos, photos, and looked like they tried a lot of great food. Like we mentioned earlier, Ryan is there, so we're going to go back and forth and share a few clips of his. But before we get to that, since Ryan's there now, me and you are going. That's, you know, what's the hype level for this this year's Season of the Force? Where are you at?
I mean, I'm hyped just because they got overlapping festivals going on. Like, I'm still getting my food and wine in. And I got full on Season of the Force going on. So I'm stoked for that. I watched, you mentioned Skywalking was at a media event. I was watching Ordinary Adventures video, and they actually had a mixology seminar over in California Adventure. And this is something I didn't see listed as like a separate ticketed thing you can get. They basically learned how to make the Jedi mind trick from Ogus Cantina.
Oh, nice.
It looked like they set them up in some room. It was probably in the Grand California Hotel or something. But they had all their, you know, bar things in front of them, and everybody got to make the cocktail. I am excited that they are bringing, it sounds like, the according to Ordinary Adventures, the cocktails have been tweaked, but a couple of the glassware from the Star Cruiser is making its way to Batuu. So I'm excited for that as much as I didn't get to go to the Star Cruiser. It will be cool to get hands on some of that merchandise.
Yeah.
As it was confirmed that the glassware does still say Star Cruiser on the bottom and have the logo. So,
oh, nice. A Halcyon logo or.
Yeah. I'm excited to get that. And, you know, everything else, the food, the ride overlays, you know, the return of Hyperspace Mountain, which many have said is their favorite or best iteration of Space Mountain in California. So I'm excited for that.
The merch.
The merch, yes. We're pinching our pennies over here and selling our bodies.
Because not only is it like May the 4th merch and then Seasons of the Force, Seasons of the Force merch, shout out to that zip-up hoodie that looks awesome. But it's also a lot of 25th anniversary of Phantom Menace merch coming out, which that Darth Maul t-shirt looks awesome. They got a couple of Darth Maul art prints and Amidala stuff. And so, yeah. Of course, it's all about the merch.
I really want that Lego set, the new Millennium Falcon one.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
So they are celebrating 25 years of Lego Star Wars as well.
That's right.
And so as part of that, so this is 25 years of episode one. I'm showing you, but anytime I see small Star Wars sets, I pick them up. And this is the AAT, the armored tanks that they use in Phantom Menace. And it was just like checkout stand. I think I saw this in, we were walking through a Macy's when we were in Santa Rosa, and they actually, Macy's is the one who took on Toys R Us. So they have like a little Toys R Us department in Macy's. And I was like, I'll grab this. I think it was like $4 or something. But so yeah, that is 25 years of Phantom Menace. Lego is celebrating 25 years of Lego Star Wars. So there is now a smaller but still big, you know, cool version of the Millennium Falcon. I think it runs about $90, kind of on par with the, you know, the helmet busts that they're doing. It has like a little nameplate plaque below it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got a little targeted advertising for this company who makes lighting sets for these Star Wars Lego.
Yeah.
So they have a specific set you can buy that has the lighting to go with this Falcon. I want to get that.
Yeah, because I know last year during like May the 4th and a lot of the stuff, they did like the Dagobah scene and then even the trench from the first movie, and has the placard like that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the little plaque says 25 years of Lego Star Wars. So
I think
I was just going to say, anybody listening out there, look it up, because being that it's just celebrating Lego Star Wars, there'll probably be some fun sets from across the Star Wars timeline. But
yeah, because I think during the 20th anniversary, I got the anniversary Pod Racer set. Then it came with a Luke figure, an X-Wing that says 20 years of Lego Star Wars.
Right.
So,
sweet. Yeah. So when I'm at the park, I'm, more dialed in on park specific stuff, but if there's a magic key discount that makes it worth my while, I'll go in on Lego when I'm down there too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Before we continue, I'm going to pull up one of Ryan's little audio clips here. And
so everyone's up to speed, Ryan is at the park probably right now. We're hoping he'll be able to see the new Star Wars fireworks lighting package, although I don't know if they're doing it on a Monday with the fireworks. But so he recorded these just today. It's like we're there.
Yeah. So, and probably on Instagram, there's some boomerangs. But here's his first audio clip. It's about a minute and 20 seconds long.
Everybody, we are here at Disneyland, boots on the ground, and we are trying some of the Season of the Force offerings. So Ariel and I just tried the Frexican fries and the Wookiee Parfait. So this is another episode of Ryan Tries to Pronounce Words. So the Frexican fries and waffle fries, pork chorizo, here we go, chili D, arbol, cheese sauce, black beans, avocado, tomatillo sauce. It's not tomato, it's tomatillo, green onions, and wait for it, oxacacanana cheese. And the Wookiee Parfait had the chocolate sponge, has chocolate sponge cake, chocolate pudding, caramel mousse, chocolate coffee crust, and chocolate pearls. So the fries were extremely mid. We didn't even finish them. They were kind of spicy and just kind of like mushy. Well, yeah, Ariel shake nod in her head. So yeah, kind of mushy. But the parfait, I think, beats Darth by chocolate. It is delicious. Yeah, it was really good. We're just in Tomorrowland right now. We have a Genie Plus for Star Tours. So we're going to go do that, and we'll be right back. Okay.
All right. Put that one on hold.
So, beats Darth by chocolate. I mean, those are some strong words.
I was saying that's a bold statement.
His love for that treats was probably akin to mine. So I believe him. And I could see all the chocolate going on there. I know it's not something I'm not going to like.
Yeah. So, and I'm just pulling it up for us to see it here. Shout out Indoor Express on Instagram, one of the premier Disney Parks content for anything Star Wars related at the park. So, yeah, this Wookiee Parfait looks freaking bonkers.
It's like they just slide that caramel mousse in there so it's not all chocolate.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I like how the crumble on the top kind of makes it look like fur. I'm going head first into the Wookiee Parfait. And the other one I think is kind of like a chorizo fries. I know it was a tomatillo sauce with Oaxacan cheese. For those who didn't get the Ryan translations.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't look. I don't seek out chorizo. I don't know. There's some other things, food wise. I don't recall what they actually call them, but I guess I'm gonna call it a tip-yip bao because it's like a little fried chicken bao slider. Over in Galaxy's Edge, I think he may go have those in a clip that we'll hear a little later on. And then I didn't get it the last time they had it at Docking Bay 7, but the Dewback noodles.
Yeah, so I got a photo of that right here. Chili noodles.
Yeah.
So there's not too much of a description on these, but like said, these are just some like...
Ordinary Adventures had a video, and he actually loved it when they had made it previously. He said they changed a little bit this time, not quite as good, but still good. I just think it's fun when they're, you know, especially if you have the know or you know, like Peter from Ordinary Adventures, huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And so like they've dialed it, like they'll tell you like, hey, this is from this show or this movie. I think I forget which one they said was related to Andor. I think it's one of the new seasonal drinks they have there. But like all the different planets, things, the connection. So eating dewback, I'm excited for, because I know what a dewback is. I remember stormtroopers riding around on them in the very first Star Wars movie.
That was my bad dewback sound. But this does sound delicious. It's spiced fettuccine noodles, gingered ground pork with broccoli stems, and shredded red cabbage.
So yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where all my meals are going to be between Season of the Force and Food and Wine, you know?
Yeah. So real quickly, the drinks that I believe are from the Galactic Star Cruiser, it's one of them is the Fiery Mustafarian with Souvenir Chandrillion Orb Glass. That's the one Chandrillion's was one of the planets, I think, from Mon Mothma's from.
Yes.
And so this is
the name of the Halcyon is I believe they called it a Chandrillion Starliner.
I believe so. Yeah. Which is, if you did watch the show, that planet was very rich and posh and everything. So that's these glasses and everything. So it's this orb glass here. It looks like the black pearl, but glass, that's from the Polynesian. So the Fiery Mustafarian is with El Mayor, Mayo Tequila, Aperitivo Apero, peach puree, peach syrup, lime juice, and served with a dropper of spicy lava syrup. There's a limit of two per person, and each drink is $35.
Yeah, I saw the little lava dropper. It looks fun. It's kind of a vial. Almost looks like one of the things that you get the kyber crystals in. And it does up the heat on the drink, so use it beware.
If this is it right here that I'm looking at, it looks like a excuse me, like a cigar tube, little tin cigar cube. So then the next drink is a Silver Sea Martini with another Souvenir Chandrillion Chalice. This glass looks cool. It's the orb glass, but with a stem on it, and it's a Hendrick's Gin Minute Maid. Lemonade, ginger syrup, honey, and mint syrup, topped with a shimmery butterfly pea flower tea, in the souvenir wine glass, limit two per person, $30, no discounts applied.
Yeah, I'll be getting one of the stemmed glass. That looks like
it's it looks really cool.
A good beer chugger.
Oh, yeah. And then we got different, like, popcorn buckets. They released the Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket, which looks amazing, I think. They brought back the Millennium Falcon popcorn that lights up. I was lucky enough to get one of those for my niece, Tori. She was at a CM thing a couple years ago, and that she got like five or six different popcorn buckets, and that was one of them. So she gave it to me. But this Stormtrooper that's all messed up looks pretty awesome too, I think.
Yeah, I believe that one has yet to release, but it will be releasing during Season of the Force. And I don't know if you saw, but the Jabba the Hutt not only has an accompanying Salacious Crumb clip on the side, it makes sound.
Yeah.
it is pretty amazing. So Jabba the Hutt, you're coming home with us for sure. I might have to cave and get that Falcon because I've seen the one that you have, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, again, pinching my pennies, Season of the Force is going to get a lot of them.
And I was going to bring up too much of the menus because everybody could check them out, like on, like Alex said, Ordinary Adventure, Skywalking. But this Bantha Burger is new for this year. It's you could either get it in Angus beef or a vegetable patty. It's marinated in pork belly, American cheese, Asian inspired slaw, some Bai sweet mayo, and
on a toasted bowl. Or I think it's a beef and vegetable patty.
Really? Oh, yeah. You're right.
Because why they wouldn't put pork belly on a vegetable thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at on top of the cheese. That's probably it.
There's a lot of. I mean, I guess we know the bantha isn't the vegetable part.
Yeah, exactly.
I was hoping the bun would be blue because when they had that run of merch, I think last year, where it kind of looked like McDonald's, Star Wars McDonald's stuff. The Bantha Burger had like blue buns. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Just and here's in the image, you know.
Then here's a fried chicken bao. So it looks like a Ronto wrap, the way the bao bun is like a almost like a bao taco shell.
Yeah. So, should be calling it Tip Yip.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a crispy chicken, spicy katsu sauce with a creamy slaw.
I don't know whatever made them get out of the in-universe names for food at Docking Bay 7, especially when we're doing it at Galactic Grill, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oga's Obsession, which is another one of these little gelatin boba ball. Looks like Pop Rocks. Minute Maid Lemonade Wild. That just sounds fun. Minute Maid Lemonade. Wild strawberry flavor, yogurt-filled boba, strawberry and grape candy pebbles with a bursting dried fruit mixture. So yeah, if you remember, yeah.
This is clearly something, because it's at Oga's. This is something you can get your kid while you're at Oga's.
Exactly.
It does not sound like something that I would want to have while I'm drinking a cocktail.
And if you guys remember one of our first, I think it was the episode where we did the meetup at Trader Sam's. I believe that's the same thing, but just a different flavor. Ryan thought he ate glass.
Oh, man.
One more thing I'm going to try because it sounds interesting. The Toyarian Swirl, green milk with chili seasoning and mango jelly.
They had that previously before, too.
Yeah, they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because everything like the burger said new on it. This one doesn't, so that makes sense. Well, cool. Plus a bunch of cookies and little cupcakes and stuff that kids are going to love. Macaroons. I'm surprised they didn't do the actual, like, baby Grogu macaroons.
There's something, I don't think it's a macaroon, but at the Grand Californian where they set up that, you're talking about the little blue ones that he ate?
Yeah, like from the show.
Yeah. Ryan... may mention something like that in this next clip. I know I listened to it before, but
perfect.
Over on Star Tours, the adventures continue. We get a new scene and some new character interactions during that ride to add to the many different randomized possible voyages you could have over on your Star Cruiser in Tomorrowland. And Ryan and Ariel checked it out, so we're going to get their first reactions to what they rode.
Perfect. Here we go.
Just went on Star Tours. We are walking from Tomorrowland over to Galaxy's Edge. So please enjoy the sounds of the walk. It was the first scene we got at Star Tours was just Kashyyyk. So nothing new there. And then we got the little Mando and Grogu scene with the hologram. And that was really cool. They used the 3D effects. Cool with that. I'm sure you guys have all seen videos, but Grogu has like a little frog in his mouth and floats out into all the people, and then he force sucks them back into his mouth. That's the way I can put it. That's literally what he did. And then we had the Purgles with Ahsoka, and that was really cool. There was some. They actually used the 3D effects really well. I know last week we were talking about how maybe they don't need the 3D effects anymore on that ride, so they could do stuff how they. Like on Tower of Terror, but they are not Tower of Terror. Guardians of the Galaxy, you know what I meant. It was fun. I don't know how many scenes they actually put out, but we will get another fast pass for that tomorrow and try it out. But we are going to try the Chicken Bao. There's probably a Star Wars name for it, but I haven't looked at the menu yet. But I watched some videos and they look good, so we are walking to try that, and then we will report back. Bye.
So yeah, it wasn't the macaroon, but it was the frog being force sucked.
Coming next year, get your force sucked frogs. That's force awesome.
Sucked frogs. That sounds like a new band name right there.
It does. That's cool that he said that the 3D looked really good. I know we were kind of, I was like the minority of saying they don't need the 3D, but if it's working the way it is, then I'm still all for it. So. I mean, I'm excited for the new stuff on this ride. What about you?
I'm stoked for Star Tours. I love Star Tours. I love getting the new scenes. I think the only thing that bothered me about it in the past when they would introduce new scenes when each of the new Skywalker Saga movies was coming out is just that if you were like if I'm there on a trip for 3 days and I ride it 4 or 5 times, I'm pretty much going to be guaranteed to see that every time, which is a good thing because they want you to be able to see the new scenes. Yeah. But also part of that ride is having the random different journey. So it takes a while for them to cycle it back and then put the new scene just in the queue with everything else. But I'm excited to see the new scene. I'm excited to hit Lightspeed with some space whales. It's going to be awesome.
I know me and you are big Rebels fans and loved seeing those on Ahsoka in live action. So that was pretty awesome.
And I know as Ryan kind of alluded to, when we were speculating, we thought there might be more scenes. I think from what I've seen through videos and stuff, that is the only new like scene that you travel through, but there will be different interactions at that mid ride part between the first scene and the second scene, where you'll either get the interaction with Cassian Andor, interaction with Mandalorian and Grogu, and I believe an interaction with Ahsoka, because I know she also appears in the scene. So it might just be the Cassian and Mandalorian, but I know I will be attempting to ride it enough times to figure that out while I'm there. And you'll be there during Star Wars night, so hopefully getting to ride it with a little bit shorter of a line.
Yeah, so we'll try to go for that. That might be the only attraction we go on. Because I know like this is the time where the crowd we're going with, and I'm totally down with it too, but this is where we do the exclusive character meets and food and all the party stuff. And so, but I'm sure we'll get on to Star Tours at least once on Star Wars night, but definitely again the next day when we go. But no, I'm excited. And if they alternate the beginning, that's very cool too. One thing I hope they do, as of right now, they're not selling them yet, but I saw at the media event that a media was given prints of the Purgle poster that they shared last week. The Star Tours poster with the Purgles, and you see Ahsoka's ship and everything. They were given those, but they're usually, it looked like what are normally the prints that are sold eventually, kind of that
like 35. Updated the attraction poster?
I do not think yet, because somebody posted about they got a new Star Tours, but they still got the old poster, and it's the one with all the Star Destroyers from the Rise of Skywalker one. And I'm like, oh, it's still a nice looking poster though. But yeah. But there, yeah, I'll find out who was given. It might have been the Endor Express. Let me double check. But oh yeah, here it is. And I'm sorry for our audio listeners. I'm presenting stuff as if we were on YouTube. We'll get there eventually. But yes, this was given to all attending media, and only hope that it will be available for sale, because it's that size that they usually sell them for about $35 to $45.
Yeah, no, it's matted and everything with the little frame. That does look cool, and I would probably want that. I would love it on a shirt or but the poster's cool. Maybe if they release a line of those with other scenes, because I don't think, aside from the actual attraction poster, they've never done posters like this that are just showing one of the different locations, you know.
Yeah. And then
There it is.
Paris was giving up like roll up posters of the event. So,
is that at the media event as well?
Yeah, the one in Paris. So,
and there's the little the Instagram. Oh, so this was just the graphic that they came to illustrate the new scene coming to Adventures Continue.
Yeah, and so what this is the canister. There's you can start. They're doing this little like hidden cylinder game, and it says start at the Star Traders, search for hidden cylinders that reveal a code, and you receive a keepsake available now, but limited time. So not sure too much what's that.
So Ordinary Adventures had that in their video. I did not get to see them complete it, but it basically seems kind of similar to the Easter egg hunts or like the hiding thing they do around World Showcase at Epcot, where you go around, you find the stuff. Although they did not mention a price for this, which makes me wonder what the keepsake is. Maybe the poster is the keepsake. I don't know.
Yeah.
But basically you get the card that tells you the area the cylinders are in Galaxy. So you got to go to Tomorrowland to get the card, and then you go to Batuu to decode it. And once on the back of each one of those cylinders, there's a couple of letters, I believe, in Aubrish. And then once you get the letters, you can go back to Tomorrowland to decode it and then redeem for your prize.
A sticker. I don't know. Sounds
we'll
cool.
Maybe we'll shoot Ryan a message and maybe he can get on that tomorrow.
Absolutely. And speaking of Ryan, let's see where they are up to on their awesome vacation with him and Ariel.
Hey, what did we just have? What was it? The chicken bat tacos from Docking Bay 7. They were pretty flavorless, pretty bland. They had like crushed up seaweed on top, which was very interesting. Fried chicken and seaweed, like some coleslaw. Ariel didn't like them either. But yeah, that's kind of it for Season of the Force. There's no like banners or anything like there was in past years in Tomorrowland, and it doesn't really like feel like there's a celebration going on. It kind of just feels like a regular day, which is fine because we're usually here on holidays, so it's a nice little change for us. But yeah, doesn't really feel like Season of the Force like years past. But yeah, that's our quick little few minute review of just a few things we try to Season of the Force in the first few hours we're here today. But we will try more things out throughout the week, and we'll talk about it more on next episode. Yeah, have a good one, everybody. Toodles.
Toodles.
Chicken of the seaweed. It's like a old Disneyland Easter egg.
Yeah, chicken, no kidding.
Seaweed. Weed. Bows.
So maybe he didn't like it, but it is a creamy slaw.
Yeah, no, I mean, it looked like you said, kind of like a little fried chicken taco on a bow. I think it looks good. I know I've had kind of the little seaweed flakes they call furikake on like fries, kind of like a salted fry thing. Yeah, I don't know. I might give it a try. We'll see how frequently I'm hungry when I'm there, but.
I was just gonna say
it falls into my wheelhouse of things I like, you know. I automatically cross off like the seafood or the plant based or whatever, and then everything else, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try that. But I'm really trying to do some damage over on Food and Wine. So I might just get like four or five Wookiee parfaits and call it a day.
No kidding. And like I said, we've been looking at the Indoor Express Instagram, their posts on this, and even their comment was fried chicken bao. Shouldn't it be fried Indorian tip yip bao?
Yeah.
So lost opportunity.
Tip yip pockets or tip yip rations or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I could kind of see what he meant, Bo, about the lack of celebration. Cause I do remember the first Season of the Force, and like especially the track above of the People Mover, on one side had all light side Star Wars characters, like that big old banners, like every 10 feet or something. It had like Obi-Wan and Leia and Luke and all this stuff. Then on the opposite side, they had red banners that were all Imperials and Sith and everything. So, but yeah, it doesn't sound like they're doing any of that. But
yeah, we're missing they had, because the previous Season of the Force, I believe they were aligned with the release of the Skywalker Saga movies, so I think they called it like the procession of the Empire or whatever, or the First Order procession of the First Order, that had Captain Phasma and I don't know, a couple other characters or what. But I mean, obviously he hasn't got to the fireworks yet, which I think is going to be a big major addition of this Season of the Force. Hyperspace Mountain, he hadn't mentioned, but that has returned, which we're very excited for. And I don't know, I think a good way to kind of gauge it, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a big cash grab. And us as Star Wars fans are marks for a Star Wars themed cash grab. You know, you got your popcorn buckets, the food items, all the awesome merch, you know, as we've mentioned, all these things we're looking forward to. But a good mark of a celebration in the park is how many things are there that you could do that are included with your admission without spending additional money, you know?
Yeah.
You've got the new scenes on Star Tours, Hyperspace Mountain, the new fireworks, the game, the kind of scavenger hunt game, looks like that is to be free. But aside from that, it's just a bunch of other food and merch items you can get, which I'm not mad at.
Yeah. But we like food, we like merch. So,
well, you know, at some point you're while they do have more space in Galaxy's Edge, I don't know how much Season of the Force plays into a in-universe themed land, you know. I believe what they're calling the fireworks is the Fire of the Rising Moons or something.
Yeah, I believe so.
And I heard a quick clip during the Ordinary Adventures video where there's kind of like a in-universe narrator talking about, you know, the Jedi and Siths of the past and things like that. So it sounds like that'll be a really cool thing. So the opening night fireworks were actually canceled because of high winds. Us Disney fans know that this happens frequently. Those damn Santa Anas, right?
Skywalker was sad because they posted like no fireworks tonight.
Sad, but the cool part is that they actually had the voice for the show in Star Wars do a special announcement in Galaxy's Edge. So you're not getting that, you know, general Disney, you know, sorry, our fireworks are postponed due to high winds. They actually had it on brand, in universe, and on theme. So that, I think that is cool. And I kind of off topic, but it made me think about what, you know, now that we know Bill and Camille, the voices of Disneyland and California Adventure, are no longer with the parks, how and when they've been phased out and to what end. I kind of had a guess that they were going to use AI or something, because why not, you know, don't have to pay a person. But at least for this one, it sounds like they just hired a voice actor to do something, and maybe that's the way they'll go going forward, is instead of keeping someone to do everything, they'll just hire different people to do everything as a, you know, one day job. So probably cheaper to them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about Hyperspace Mountain. Before we were recording, you mentioned that I think it was Ordinary Adventures or somebody else mentioned it's even slightly updated. Do you know what they've added or
taken away? I didn't catch specifics, and they didn't show a ride through, but it sounded like it was maybe an extra flourish, whether they updated, you know, the projections inside or added a few different projections. I don't know if it's like a whole different story, but
okay.
I just want to hear it's a trap.
It's a trap.
I'm pretty sure you get Akbar in there, right?
Yeah, because for those that didn't know, the Hyperspace Mountain, there's actually a story to it, and it's the battle above Jakku from Force Awakens. That's why there's the Star Destroyer crashed on the planet and all that stuff. So, and it was in the video game too, like in the backstory of Battlefront. They actually had the Battle of Jakku. So that's what Hyperspace Mountain originally was storied to. So I don't know about now, but I agree what you said earlier too. Many feel that this is the best iteration. I love the original, the traditional Space Mountain, but this one is my favorite. And it's just, yeah. I mean, Star Wars and a roller coaster in the dark. Come on. Can't go wrong with that.
I always say I don't avoid Space Mountain, but I don't seek it out, because as a big dude, it can get kind of uncomfortable getting in that ride. But
yeah,
I will suffer through it for this.
Yeah.
I look forward to suffering through it for this. So it'll be one of the reasons I invest in Genie Plus one of the days when we're down there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another offering for a limited time is the new and improved Sabine from Ahsoka is a meet and greet character, and she looks amazing. A great interaction, and the little droids. I call them the duck droids.
Yeah, I heard you calling that. But just, they don't really look like ducks. They're just small,
and they kind of waddle though.
So here's the thing: this is really cool technology, right?
And yeah.
I kind of saw a couple clips of interactions. The BD, they call them BDX droids. I believe they're the same, if not very similar to the, I believe he's BD-1 is the droid from Jedi Fallen Order or Jedi Survivor. Yeah. Cal Kestis, his little droid. And we see one similar, I believe it's in, was it in the Mandalorian episode that was at the end of Book of Boba Fett season?
When yeah.
He's fighting.
He's with Pele Motto.
Yeah. Well, no, it was when he was fighting Paz Vizsla with the darksaber.
No.
Oh, that was the Mando in Boba Fett episodes, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's cool, but it's a weird. It's at a weird space where it also is technology that exists in our world today, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of Osmo when they had that in the intervention space in Disneyland. So it's, while it is in universe and on theme, it almost feels like the least in universe thing they have going around as far as walk long characters, if yeah. that makes sense.
No, that's funny you mentioned Osmo, because I actually brought him up on the last Walt's Apartment Live on how, like, they had this cool Osmo show, this like multi-million-dollar robot that could do stuff, and now he's just out in the bushes in Utopia. Yeah. So, poor Osmo.
I like to imagine him living his life after the park closes, wandering the tracks of the People Mover.
Ah, yes. On a nice breezy Santa Ana.
He's got like a little fire. He's cooking mice that the Disneyland cats have killed for him. His herds of Disney cats. The answer to Osmo.
Now I'm just thinking, I'm really looking forward to the fireworks. I mean, anytime you get fireworks and John Williams together, I'm a sucker. So hopefully they won't be too breezy when we're there. You think Seasons of the Force, this is when they would have like the Rey and Kylo Ren. We brought it up numerous times before, but them fighting and interacting over like the walkways of Batuu. So hopefully they eventually do that.
So I guess they actually had when they first did like a media day or something for Galaxy's Edge in that area. I don't know. It's kind of in the pathway across from the droid shop, you know, where you usually see like Rey or Chewbacca hanging out up on the kind of catwalk above.
Yeah.
I guess they had like a choreographed fight thing with Kylo and Rey or something. Ordinary Adventures was talking about it in their video. But yeah, so it's something that had been done or has been done. I think that scene above, because they have like catwalks and stuff up above where the Falcon is too, and
throughout the whole like area.
Yeah, I don't know. We just need more character interaction, like what they have going on in Avengers Campus.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully we'll get that real soon. But
it's kind of funny how Galaxy's Edge has got the immersion down, but they're not doing the character interactions well, whereas Avengers Campus has the character interactions down and nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much. So maybe somewhere they'll meet in the middle eventually. But is there any last words about Season of the Force you got? Or
no, just excited to go, excited to be at the park. I know you will be there the day before me for Star Wars night, and then we'll be there together for part of a day, and then I'll be there on Sunday with Addie's cousin and his girlfriend, and we're stoked because I know he got a lightsaber last time he was there. I guess now that we're driving, I'm probably gonna bring my lightsaber.
Yeah,
especially as the clip I saw of the fireworks, they asked anyone with a light to ignite it.
Nice. I've
bringing it for that
because I'm that nerd. I've tried avoiding too many videos. But it's hard to, because, man, it's so cool.
Yeah, no, I skipped through the Star Tours because I was like, I'm going to see this in a week. And I I'm pretty sure I fast forwarded through the fireworks. I just saw them start and I was like, no, I'm gonna see this in a week too.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the fireworks from Batu since my first trip, but like I said, just the little clip of hearing the music, I was just like, all right, here we go. Let's do this. So, but cool. Yeah. So, yeah. So next episode, we'll all three be back together, kind of giving our trip report experience with that and along with a special guest. So we'll have more on that very soon. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Let us know what if you're going to Seasons of the Force or Star Wars Night, let us know in the comments what you think, what your opinions are. And we'd love to hear them and share them on our recap show. That is it for episode 153. But once again, we'd love to shout out some very awesome people. And I will pass that along to the Big Smooth.
Yeah, as always, we're shouting out the DU crew, the most magical crew on Earth. And that is our pair of Jens, Florida Jen and Superfan Jen. We love you. We love Alfredo, Sean, Big Papa Disney, John Z, Wedge Antilles, Sasquatch, and Tyler. We love all you guys. The show wouldn't happen without you. So thank you for being part of the DU crew. If you want to join the most magical, happiest, amazing pirate, galactic, space sucking crew, or no, what? Force sucking? We're force sucking. We're force sucking frogs in the crew. Maybe not. Maybe not that. We'll leave that to Ryan. Come join the crew. Patreon.com/DU crew. Tons of great perks, including these amazing shout outs we love to give you guys on the show. So go join us and join the conversation.
Yeah. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel at the DU TV for some fun videos, some happy time videos, and some a lot of fun stuff going on there. So we will see you guys in a few weeks for episode 154. Until next time,
may the force be with you
till infinity and beyond.
Force sucking frog.
Good night.